Albert, foreman tackler, was standing next to his workbench at mill one morning when Fred, youngest of his team, walked in. "Morning, Fred. That in good time today? Hast thou suddenly begun for like Mondays, or couldn't thou sleep?" "Morning, Albert. Nay, I've just popped in a bit early, like, so I can see Lizzie afore start up." "Is that so? Well, thou can start by dashing off and fettling her Auntie Elsie's loom. Gaffer wants a brocken string mending afore start up. Then thou can go and see Lizzie. It's been noticed, I can tell thee, as thou spends as much time wi' her in t' mill as thou does outside. Courting going weel, I reckon." "Thou could say that. We'n been sparking 12 months now, ever sin' I come out o' me time." "The likes her a little more nor somewhat then, I dare say." "Like her? Eh, Albert, I tell thee, I loves her to bits. Who's getting everything a chap wants, and some of it's getting better every week." Fred smiled and cupped his arms over at front of his chest. "Now then, yon's enough. No need to be vulgar. He youngsters today." "Mind you," went on Fred, "who's been dropping hints about us getting wed during the last few weeks? And I mun say as I'm thinking it might not be a bad idea in its sen. I've getting a few bob put away too. But who seems to be thinking about first Saturday wakes? And yon's happen a bit soon." "Well, why not? Who's a gradely enough wench, and as pretty as a man were at her age." "Ah, well, tha's got it there. Her mum, who doesn't like me, thinks as how I'm known good enough for her daughter. What sort of mother-in-law would who mak?" And he wrinkled up his nose. "It'd be different if her dad was still alive. I'd get on well wi' him." "Eh, lad, all mothers think like that. I reckon he'll welcome thee weel enough when pair of thee comes back for honeymoon. Blackpool will it be? Or at thinking of foreign parts, like, say, Scarborough?" Smiling, Albert picked up his tool bag. "Off thou goes. Nip up quick to Lizzie and propose sharpish. There's still 10 minutes to start up. I'll pop up to our Elsie and get a brocken string sorted. Shoo, bike off. Dunna stand here like a lemon. Elsie'll be on thy side, that I know for sure. God, who's told me so? And who's getting a new hat as she's saving for the wedding?" Fred grinned too, and with a small bow towards Albert, dashed out at door. And Albert heard his clogs clattering off up first flight of stone steps as he walked most sedately.